Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 because that season, it's that season, the change of season, the early and the latter rains, it's the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest. Yes, 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 because that season, it's that season, the change of season. Yes, 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 because that season, it's that season, the change of season, the early and the latter rains, it's the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest. Here in this season, and then I noticed like the Psalms, certain Psalms occur in certain seasons, even the royal order. It's very interesting with the Torah portion and the daily Psalms and the, you know, the inner meanings and how the inner meanings.
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountain, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost part are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Purification, they say, you cannot think, burn them out. Burn them out.
Mizmor Samehe, Lamnatseach Mizmor le David Shir. Lecha Dumiya Tehila Elohim Betzion. ולך ישולם נדר, שומע תפילה, עדיך כל בשר יבואו. דברי עוונות גברו מני, בשענו אתה תכפרם. אשרי תבחר ותקרב, ישכון חצריך, נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש היכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו אלוהי ישענו, נפתח כל קץ וארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה, משביח שעון ימים, שעון גליהם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין. פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה, רבת תכשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבה, נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, שמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצאן, ועמקים יעטפו בר, יתרועעו אף ישירו.
to the eye shall a vow be performed. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat salam. Yishulam neda, yishulam, shulam, shalom, shalom, shalom. Be performed, be made perfect, be fulfilled. Here, 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 today's daily psalm. Here corresponding with the Shabbat day for the Shabbat Naso. We have Psalm 65. To the eye shall the vow be performed. Yishulam neda.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
אתה יכול לקרוא לו אללה רסטפארי קלינים ג'ה 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 ג'ה
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta, Kohulum Ayenasaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema
Yisrael,
Yisrael,
Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord. Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O 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 God.
Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 O Israel. Right there, the fuller fold of Shema with Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Chapter 11, verses 13 to 21, and right there, a key word that connects with today's daily psalm according to royal order. We have Psalm 65, the first and the latter rains, the seasons of harvest, as the days of heaven, what it says, as the days of heaven on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The harvest is ready, 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 ready. What? What does Rodenu say? But the laborers, the co-laborers are few. So right there, the fuller fold of the Shema, Shema Yisrael, main point right there. Yah, Shah is one. Here, here, Ake Beka.
Children of the new covenant, D-I-O Israel, Jarastafari is one. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. Of the new name covenant, here I own Israel, the Rastafari is one, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah, and if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down the field, which is of you kept back by fraud, riot, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or armies. Children of the new covenant, here I am, Israel. Jarastafari is one. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Israel. Jarastafari is one. Jarastafari is one. Jarastafari is one.
Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Echad. Esma'ah Wilamensis Kadus, Ahadu. I'm locked. First Peter, right there, Ake Becca, Vaughn Benjamin, a.k.a. also known as Midnight. Yes, I. So we have First Peter. First Peter. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, an anointed one, Meshachawiyan, new name, Rastafari, make him not be ashamed, but make him glorify Elohim on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, at the house of El, of Elohim, at the Beit El, at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, I, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel, the good news of Elohim, of Ha Elohim, of Ha Elohim. And if the righteous scarcely, almost like barely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner and the ucker appear? Wherefore make him that suffer according to the will of Ha Elohim, of the Elohim, commit the keeping of their souls, their psyches, to him in well-doing, as to a faithful creator, a faithful irator, always faithful, always sure. So right here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 65, and it's a very interesting like overlaying and connection here. Some of the themes here in this Naso for Shabbat Naso. So here we'd like to ride up with a kind of an overview of the significance of today's daily psalm as it appears according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, reflecting that ancient tried and tradition in the two harvests at the two times in the year, as we have from the Brit HaYishana, from the Torah, and from the Hebrew Bible to the Brit Chadasha, to the testimony, to the renewed covenant. We have these themes of the first and the latter rain. If I recall, according to Ake Becker right there in Jai's one, a few quotes, you know, words of power from the scripture, one of them right here in 1 Peter. Oh, 1 Peter chapter 4. Yeah, 1 Peter, I didn't say this in the earlier part. Slicha, Salakia Yikritane. It was 1 Peter chapter 4, focus verses 16 to verse 19. But we also heard right there, I think it was James, let's see if we can touch on James right here before we ride up. Just looking at the time right here, like to get into the Aliyot here in the first of the two podcasts here for the After Shabbat podcast, and then coming up for the first day service early in the first day. That's often referred to and called Sunday. But let's go to James right here for a moment. James, and see if we can locate the verse that our brother, Yah bless his soul, rest in grace and rise in glory. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, James, let's go to James. It was in James, right? It was James. Which chapter did he mention where he spoke about the Lord of Sabaoth, right? And I like what he said. If I heard correctly, he said, Lord of Sabaoth or Sabbath, as we read it from the English, which would link with the Shabbat in that sense, but really is Shabbaoth, and then he says armies. Here it goes right here. And this has to do with the harvest time, James or Jacob, Yaakov, James in James chapter 5. It's a good reflection, meditation. But here, let's just go from the top. It says, go to now your rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Now, many talk about the what? How many percent they say? They say the 1%. Wow, shit. The 1%, you know, the rich, and then the 99%, you know, we could say the poor, right, or everyone else, basically. So here in James chapter 5, this section here is like a part 4, according to Scofield Study Bible, part 4, the rich warned. Go to now, rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you. Chant. Even rust becomes a witness, chan, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Y'all have heaped treasure together for the last days. The last days, the context, brothers and sisters, the last days or the end times or the times of the Gentiles or the nations. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, the hire of the laborers. It didn't just say the laborers cry, but they're just wages that are held back by fraud cries. And the cries of them that have reaped are entered into the ears of Yahuwah Tsebaot, right, of the Tsebaot, Tsebaot. It looks like Sabaot, and therefore one might see from an English perspective to be Shabbat, but really that S is a different S when we look at the Hebrew, get to the roots, you know, the Tseba, Tseba, right, like a host, like a laborers, right? We have the Tsebaot, often translated sometimes as armies, but it's like laborers, almost like the two camps here in the book of Numbers, the rank and file Israelites of the 12 tribes, and then we have the tribe of Levi, right, where Levi is not accounted within the number of his, you could say, the 12 brothers, right? Yes, do the math. Verse 5, y'all have lived in pleasure, still speaking to the rich, you know, y'all have lived, and it's not just talking about people who have money, a little money, but it's talking about to the rich. It's a certain kind of, from a spiritual perspective, may the Holy Spirit give you enlightenment to see. Y'all have lived in pleasure on the earth and have been wanton, wanton, wanty, wanty, wanty this, wanty that, wanton, covetous, wanton. Yahweh is I and I shepherd, I and I shall not want. Want in the context, true context of lacking, right? Lacking. Y'all have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Interesting that in the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah, it speaks about the day of slaughter. And then it says when the two towers fall. Interesting. We have the so-called, they say the 9/11, which is Ethiopia's new year, the kingdom year, and there's a big connection there, you know, with the autumn, fall festival seasons at the end of the year. But here, verse 6, y'all have condemned and killed the just, ha-sadiq. Still speaking to the so-called rich, or we could say to the, what people say today? They say the 99%. I think the math is off there, but do overstand the over-exaggeration for emphasis and for context. So speaking about, you know, that 1%, so to speak. You know what I mean? That 1%. Y'all have condemned and killed, in the sense of like murdered, ha-sadiq. Murdered the just, the righteous one, right? Even I and our Lord and Savior, what they did, you know, what our own people did and what the nations, the Romans did, and also to those who are true and faithful to the tribe, ha-sadiqeen. And he doth not resist you. He does not resist you. Now here, this brings us here in chapter 5 right here into the what's called a part 5 here within the study perspective of the Scofield Study Bible, exhortations. What is an exhortation? What does it mean to exhort? Looking at the roots of it, to build up, right? You know, that building up, to build up once, just as ones would build a house in the physical sense, but to build ones up in the truth of their spirit and the truth of their mind and the truth of the word of the King of Kings, Moshiach, the King of Kings, Christ. So right here, Yeshua HaMoshiach, we speak of, right? Here, the exhortations on the view of the coming, right, of the Lord. Now, we really need to speak about, you know, the coming of the Lord. What do they mean then? What we read in English is the same thing as what was written in that context. That's why it says to study, to shoot, to show ourselves approved. But here, James, Jacob, Yaakov, chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, to the coming of the Lord. Now, one of the words it uses is parousia. Parousia is like an appearance, a revelation. It doesn't always have to be an actual coming, but the coming of a presence. It's almost like how a person can come in the room and just change the whole tone of the room. Right? Whether for better or for worse, because this word is used both, you know what I mean, both of the righteous, right, and of the hasatan. This is what's interesting, the coming, the appearance, you know, and we see this in the fulfillment with the King of Kings, Kedemala Haile Selassie, that man child, 1892, and the world events that bring out the words of prophecy for the end times of the nation states, the end times of the Gentiles. Here, verse 7, it says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, to the coming of Ha-Adon, coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth." So what is meant by the husbandman? The husbandman. You know, like there's, you know, wife and there's a husband. But what is meant? The husbandman, this is a kind of an old King Jamesian sort of a phrase that's often used in a context for like a farmer, right? The farmer, one who takes care of a farm and, you know, both the land and also the animal. Like they say animal husbandry. Animal husbandry, you know, causing them, you know, to multiply, to be fruitful, protecting, nourishing, caring for them, but causing their increase, right? So it says that, behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. So like I said, the husbandman is like the farmer, you know, the earth worker, right? The Georgis, right? According to the Koine Greek, the George. There we have the St. George connection, St. George, the holy earth worker, like the holy husbandman. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Now, this is a theme, Chabarim, that is repeated, you know, throughout the scriptures, you know, from what's called the Old Testament to the New, right, from the Hebrew Bible and even within the Shema, right, in the full, I think it was Deuteronomy, what is it, chapter 11, you know, with that word sound of Baraka, you know, he will give us the early, right, the early rains correspond with this time and this season of the year right here, you know, the season of Pesach, of Passover, one may say the spring harvest season. And then we look forward, right, to the seventh month, the seventh moon, right, Hebraically, what is known as at the end, right, at the end of the year, right, that's the seventh month, and it's the end of the, we could say, the Hebrew churchical, the seven feasts and festivals that occur in the three seasons. So we just come right here to the fourth, the midway point right here with Shavuot, with what's known as the Feast of Weeks, also called Harvest, and then in a new covenant, you know, expression Pentecoste, which is the 50th day, because of what is said in HaTorah in Leviticus chapter 23, where it says to count seven Shabbats complete, seven times seven, 49. And then on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, right, there we have Shavuot. Therefore, in the Hebrew, Shavuot means Shabuas. Shabua is a week, so the Shavuot is weeks, counting those seven Shabbats complete, right? It goes on right here, right? It goes on right here, and let me look at the time. Might share that in the second Iowa for the first day service. We're at the Shabbat day, after the Shabbat, seventh day, you know, moving into the evening of the first day that's often called Sunday. So let's go on right here just for a little bit more right here to get a full of it. Verse 8, "Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of Ha-Adon of the Lord of the Sovereign draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest y'all be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name, in the Hashem of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience." So the emphasis here is to that divine patience. Verse 11, "Behold, we count them happy which endure," or better, "we count them happy, Asherei." I say Asherei Ha'ish. You know, that's happiness is the man. Happy is the man. This is the beatitude sense. When Yeshua spoke within the Hebrew of, you know, blessed are these, blessed are those, it's the Asherei. Asherei from the Hebrew to mean happy, like Asher means happy, right? "Behold, we count them happy who endure. Y'all have heard of the patience of Job, of Job and have seen the end, that fulfillment of Ha'adon, of the sovereign. That Ha'adon, that Yahuwah, is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Here bringing out the attributes of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, that was revealed to Moshe. I think it was Exodus chapter 34, those, some count 13 attributes, because the name Yahuwah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, He who He be, so those attributes. He is the pitiful, you know, the compassionate in that sense, right, of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not. Now, what does it mean to swear? All right, now today, you know, when we talk about swearing, you know, it's what they call like strong language. That's not really the context here. You know, that's not really the context here. It's like, you know, on, you know, by God this, you know, like on God's name that you would do this, or people say like on my mother, on my this, or on my that, on my children. That is that context of binding, you know, a certain kind of an oath, right? An oath that has like an execration. You know, like it has like a dangerous consequence. For example, one of the judges, Jephthah, he did that in a sense. He said, whatever is the first thing that comes out of my house, you know, he will sacrifice to the Lord. You know, of course, he no doubt did not know his daughter would be the one that would come out the house. You know, but that's what Yeshua says also. You know, he reminds us of that. You know, now that's different than taking a vow. I just want to make a note here, because we do have the vow of the Nazarene, you know, corresponding with this sabbatical, and for Shabbat, Naso, Sabbath lift up, or in the translation, Sabbath take. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven. I swear by heaven, you know, one will say, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let or make your yea be yea, you know, and your nay, nay. In other words, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Not like yes and no. No, make your word, you know. Not I swear by heaven, by earth, or by this, or on my mother, or my father, or on my children, or on this, on that. No, just yes, if you're going to do it or not do it, or no. Lest you all fall into condemnation. Now, this has a very, you could say, Torah context here. As Rabbeinu Yeshua said, even in that day, and we should keep his words, the Father's love is with us. You know, have you not read in the scripture, right? Speaking of the Hebrew Bible, speaking of what ones will call the Old Testament. Verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Make him pray. Let him do tefillah. Is any merry, to say happy and joyful? Make him or her sing psalms, chants, tehillah, exaltation, psalms. Is any sick among you? Make him call for the elders of the church, of the congregation, and make them pray over him. Anointing. Get this right here, the use of the anointment, even in the early Nazarene, the early Christian times. Anointing him with oil. In the name, in the Shem, in the Hashem of Yahuwah, in the name, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahuwah. This is very interesting right here, because it shows how in a full kind of a 360 sense, they understood this, the real meaning of this word Christ, right? And the aspect of the Hebrew, the aspect of anointing, right? And anointing him with oil, the Shemen. In the Hebrew, commodities, spiritual commodities, oil is a symbol of spirit, right? With oil in the name, the reputation, the honor, the glory of Yahuwah, of He who be, who He be, and the prayer of faith, of the emuna, of the admittance, of what we admit, of what we credit to be true. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Yahuwah and Jehovah shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, lax, missing, been caught lacking, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that y'all may be healed. The effectual, fervent tefillah, right, prayer of a righteous tzaddik man, person, availeth much. Elias, Eliyahu, Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. I think that's 3.5, right? Yeah, 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven, Shemaim, gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, make him know, be cognizant, know this, that he who converteth the sinner, the ucker, the lacker, the brother or sister from the error of his way, shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins, of uckeries, falling short. Interesting here, Proverbs 10 and 12. It's about love, you know, love covers, how love covers a multitude of sins. So right here, looking at time right here, we still have, you know, to touch on this particular psalm right here, today's daily psalm, you know, but firstly and foremostly, something to the theme, Haberim. Here we have prayer right here. Yes, I.
In Parver, came across the direct translation of the Lord's Prayer from Aramaic into English, and I just thought everyone needs to hear this. The Lord's Prayer that most people are familiar with is the translation from Aramaic to Greek to Latin and then into English. But this is the direct translation that archaeologists uncovered on a scroll from 1892. O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, soften the ground of our being and carve out within us a space where your presence can abide. Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance to our desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that binds us as we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which will divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth, the power, and fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again. And so it is.
Right there from the Aramaic, and a pretty good spiritual, we could say physical, but also the metaphysical translation of what we know in the Hebrew as our Father's prayer.
כך התפללו אתם, אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך, כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו, תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן, 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 אמן.
Hope and prayer, hope, expectation, and the word sound to bring it forward. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Check one. Yeah, definitely, it's all good.
When you are on them, why you cry? When you are right, and I fear you fall. But who up and pray, that sign him like my way. Who up and pray, but what me never stray. Who up and pray, now go on that day. Who up and pray, let me out, who up and pray. Them one who. But I did it. The rest of the times I've been to it. Bad mind, grateful. Dying to be pretty to me, us and me can't have legit. Move up to me things. Them tell us every minute. Them tell us, admit it. Them stand beside you and them want your part. They just pull them, them slip it. But bad mind and grateful.
longer. So I want free and pray for my downfall, me live longer. Me no eat, me no drink from people, no time, me no hunger. Let free and pray for my downfall, that's a make me stronger. But hope and pray, hope and pray, that's a sign of light my way. Hope and pray, hope and pray, but hope me never stray. Hope and pray, hope and pray, now I'm on the day. Hope and pray, hope and pray, send me a hope and pray. Me know by now, the enemies I wonder. The test them say now, me still no go under. By now, them I wonder. How the youth are progressive and the youth are get stronger. A clean heart is the answer. For them are without them, and I know yes, not cancer. Just pull your name brand, tell them to some 50 things. Now them can't answer. Bad mind and grudgeful, me no ask them no longer. So I pray and pray for my downfall, me live longer. Me no eat, me no drink from people, no time, me no hunger. Let free and pray for my downfall, that I make me stronger. But hope and pray, that shining light my way. Hope and pray, but hope me never stray. Hope and pray, now I'm going to clear. Hope and pray, send me a hope yeah. And pray.
Up the
room. Boom again, Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. Sing, 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 sing.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
Yes, 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 because that season, it's that season, the change of season, the early and the latter rains, it's the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest. Yes, 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 because that season, it's that season, the change of season. Yes, 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 because that season, it's that season, the change of season, the early and the latter rains, it's the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest. Here in this season. And then I noticed like the Psalms, certain Psalms occur in certain seasons. Even the royal order. It's very interesting with the Torah portion and the daily Psalms and the inner meanings and how the inner meanings from a Hebrew perspective you know, link. You know, there's another narrative that's being explained, you know, from, I would say, the Hebrew perspective, you know, and may Rabboni Yeshua, you know, be pleased. You know, and I rabbi to rabbi to rabbi. So here in the season, we have certain psalms that, depends on which season. For example, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn. It appears both in the first or the early rains, you know, the early part, the two times in the year. You could say the two harvests. There's two harvests. There's the first and the latter rains. And then there's also the symbolic, metaphysical, sacred fractal. It's like there's a fractal. There's a fractal.
In a spiritual,
sacred geometry sense, there is a resonance, for example, in the Sukkot season. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. The early and the latter rains, this is the time, the harvest time. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. The early and the latter rains, this is the time, the harvest time.
מזמור סמכה למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר לך דומיית תהילה אלוהים בציון ולך ישולם נדר שומע תפילה עדיך כל בשר יבוא דברי עוונות גברו מני בשענו אתה תחפרם אשרי תבחר ותקרב ישכון חצריך נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש היכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו, מפתח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה, משביח שעון ימים, שעון גליהם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרמין. פקדת הארץ ותשוחקיה, רבת תחשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבי, נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, שמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצון, ועמקים יעטפו בר, יתרועעו אף ישירו.
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Brothers and sisters, now after the intro riding up with this song, but a couple more first words on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn, and also in the season, the reason for the season, brothers and sisters, this new Shana, right, this new year season, and also coming through the Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of awe, right, in this season and this new Shana, this new year, and coming to the Yom HaKippurim and the Gemar Hatima Toba, to you all, to I and I all, be sealed up for good sealing, right, in the Sefer Chaim, and giving thanks and praises in today's daily psalm right here from the Sefer Tehillim, Psalm Samech Hay, Psalm 65, Psalm LXV. The psalmist in I and I, in this psalm, it praises Elohim, because he forgives chatiyat, and chatiyat tota, chatiyat. And he blesses his people with an abundant harvest. So an abundant harvest, this psalm speaks of, right? Blessing his people with an abundant harvest. Elohim's abundant favor to the earth, right, to the earth and the earthly plane. The earth is Yahweh's and the fullness thereof, and his abundant favor to man, a harvest hymn. So the Aleph verse of today's daily psalm, the first verse is the superscription, Lam Natzeach Mizmor le David Shir, for the chief musician, a psalm of David, Mizmor, a song. Right, a song. In the Hebrew, we have shir, a shir, an ode, right, an ode. Now, the LXX, as we mentioned, has Jeremiah and Ezekiel, right, has to the director a psalm of an ode to David, Eis to telos, a psalmos, to David, ode, right, ode, right, ode. Jeremiah and Ezekiel, Iremiu kai Ezekiel, out of the words of the strangers, ektu logo teis parokias hote emelon ek po reu estai, when they were about to go out. This is a superscription given in the LXX. So it's a later superscription, as you mentioned in the intro, that some who are more conservative in their views connect the psalm, today's psalm, Psalm 65, with Isaiah 37 and 10, and proposed that its date was the third year after the retreat of the Assyrian army from the land of Judah in the reign of Hezekiah. Now, it has affinities, today's daily psalm, with the XLVI or with Psalm 46, and it belongs to that particular period, and some would say this would support that particular theory. But we ascribe the psalm as the Psalm of David, and no doubt as we can apply this psalm for I and I time, space, continuum, I and I dispensation, we can apply this for us in this present time, this dispensation. So did ones like in the reign of Hezekiah with the retreat of the Syrian army from the land of Judah apply it there. So it has applications, right, for us, even according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Roe, right, or the Rastafari order, the psalms, the daily psalms, in the particular order that we have received, right, from the true church and the professing church, the church of he who has the keys of Great King David, the church of Kedamawi Haile Selassie, that true Tewahedo church, that true bride. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, picking up, picking up with the first verse in the KJV. Right, if you notice that these two verses, it's interesting because these two verses are actually, you know, put together to the chief musician, a psalm, and it says in KJV, a song of David, praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion. Now, there you see in the KJV that have S-I-O-N. That causes and can cause some confusion. It should be Z-I-O-N, which is in Zion. Because there's another place that's not Zion that is named and translated as S-I-O-N. So S-I-O-N, Siwon, Siwon is not Zion. So here in the KJV, it has, we just look at the KJV right here, brothers and sisters, as you speak up with today's daily psalm, and pointing out that, make a note of that. Right? It should be Z-I-O-N, more correctly. But some places, this is what happens. There's another place, which is Siwon, which is transliterated as S-I-O-N. In the Old Testament scripture, in the New Testament Greek, you'll find it's often translated Zion, Zion, as S-I-O-N. But in the Old Testament, there's another place, the place that's called Siwon. Siwon, it's one of the the mountain peaks of the Hermones. I think they call it the Hermones. The Mount Hermon has three peaks, and one of the peaks is Siwon. Just to point it out to the brothers and sisters, just for, you know, the Chabarim there. But Zion, it said that praise waited for thee in Zion. We got to recognize where is that appointed place, right? That appointed place is Zion, right? Even the African Zion, the African Zion, right? Yes, a good book by Edward Uhlendorf, an Ethiopianist, I guess one can say, or I would say right here, wrote a book, The Two Zions. So speaking about the African Zion within the revelation, right, of Rastafari prophecy. So we have, in Zion, praise awaiteth thee, praise awaiteth thee, praise awaiteth for thee, O Elohim, in Zion. And to thee, the I, shall the vow be performed. This is the first verse, right, the first verse of today's daily psalm. Psalm 65. So let's write up right here with the Beit verse. B'shem Ha'av, Ha'bein, Ruacha, Kadosh, Ha'uah, Ahad. The Beit verse, right? The Beit verse, which will correspond in your Bibles with verse 1. Verse 1 of, in the KJV, of today's daily psalm. So Psalm 65, verse 1. Leka dumia tehila Elohim b'tzion uleka yishulam neder. Ulika yishulam neder. There shall be silence before you. Lika dumia. There shall be silence before you. Lika dumia. Tehila Elohim b'tzion. And praise. Tehila. Elohim. B'tzion, and praise B'tzion in Zion, O Elohim. Ulecha Yishulam Neder. And to you, to the eye, male, Lecha, Ulecha, and to the eye, Yishulam shall be rendered, Yishulam Neder, the Neder, the vow, and to the eye, male, he who be who he be, the vow, the neder, shall be performed. Another way of interpreting that, the yishulam is to be paid, yishulam neder, to pay, to make peace, from shalem. We have shalem and the shalom root right there. So praise waiteth for thee is the usual translation. Waiteth, or some might say awaiteth, now the Hebrew is to be compared with the LXII, with Psalm 62, at round about verse 2, which says, only for Elohim doth my soul, right, nefshi, wait, the she, my soul, wait. So my soul is the Shekinah, right? It's waiting for Yahuwah to Shekinah, right? Shekinah, for John to dwell, my soul. Only for Elohim doth my soul wait in stillness. Now, on this analogy, the probable meaning is this, that praise, right, praise, Tehillah, the book, the Sefer is known as Tehillim, right, the Psalter, right, the book of praises, the book of the cipher of the Sefer Tehillim being the plural of Tehillah. So Tehillah, praise, like prayer, Tefillah, right, Tehillah, we have Tehillah and Tefillah, right, you know, Tefillah, Tefillati, my prayer, my speaking, communicating with source. Praise, like prayer, is often truest when in deep and still devotion, It waits in the presence, and it waits for the perception, right? The face, the presence, that presence of heart and mind, that presence of Elohim. It waits for the presence of Elohim, taking that time, as we say, taking that time in the quiet, in the silence, or finding those spaces, those gray spaces for the silence, as the Moshiach, Reboni, right? Reboni, Robeinu, Yeshua, HaMoshiach. He says to I, in I and I closet, in the stillness, that silent prayer. See, the concourse of people in the Heikal, in the temple, it looks forward to giving thanks in the service of thanksgiving in reverential, respectful, and reverential silence for the service of the thanksgiving, for the service of the thanks and the praise, the giving of thanks and Miskana to begin. So that's the aspect that begins off with Lika Dumiya, Lika, for the I, for he who be, we be the source, Elohim, the true good, the true God. Lika Dumiya, Dumiya, there shall be silence. So the importance of the silent prayer, the importance of that quiet time, that introspection in heart and mind, and that waiting. And what is the waiting for? That waiting, right? As one comes out of the world, you know, like you have your daily, you know, the activities, and you're taking that, as people would say, that downtime. We call it that silent, that prayerful, the evening prayerful time, that meditation time, that silent prayer time. Here, today's daily song brings it out right at the top with Lika Dumiya, Tehila Elohim Bitzion, Ulika Yishulam Neder, is becoming to you, right? Is in the silence, is becoming to you the hymn, right? From the silence. Oh, Elohim, in Zion, that appointed place of your grace. And to you shall be rendered the vow. The vow. Some say this is perhaps to be understood collectively as the vows, the promises, right? The yea, yea, right? Or the nay, nay, the promises made during the time of stress, during the time of distress, during the time of tribulation, anxiety, when one calls and say, Jah, if you will do this for I, this I will do, you know, and paying that vow, right? The words of I and I mouth, the meditation of our heart, right? This is the work, right? That's the work aspect of that faith, because that faith, lika, right? Even from the dumiya, right? Now is the time to shine forth those praises, because next verse, riding up the next verse, verse 2, according to the KJV, verse 2, today's daily psalm. Shomeya, shomeya, tefila, adeka, adeka, shomeya, tefila, adeka, kola basara, yabou, O you, the I, who hear prayer, to you all flesh. Some translate all men, but all flesh, literally. Kol basar yabo. All flesh shall come. Shomeya, shomeya, hear, you who hear, you who are hearing. Shomeya, shomeya, tefila, you who hear, you who are hearing, and you who will hear. Shomeya, tefila, adeka, kol basar yabo. O thou that hearest prayer, in the sense of Shomea, that will hear prayer. You hear it, the present, and forward ad infinitum, and you will hear prayer. To the eye doth all flesh come. In verses 1 to 4 here, these first four verses is the praise to Elohim, Behekal, in the temple. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the living Elohim, right? Yeshua, right? Yeshua, the victory, Yeshua, salvation. Thou that hearest prayer. This is proved by what had recently happened in the overthrow of the Assyrians. Now, it's interesting, metaphysically speaking, I don't have time to get into the metaphysical implications of this right here, but the overthrow of the Assyrians, which no doubt was the actual point of praise in the season when we look at the references given in the introduction, right? But the Assyrians, metaphysically, is the intellectual, right? Is that intellectual, that overly intellectual ism schism. Now, what does that mean? Well, Assyria in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, in its points of reference to and concerning Assyria, is interesting even in the metaphysical or the spiritual applications of this, right? Doth all flesh come? More literally, shall all flesh come? The more literal idea is called basar yabo. Called basar yabo, shall all flesh come? The psalmist and I, we admit, yea and amen, that the moral of what had happened would have widespread acceptance. the moral of what had happened would have widespread acceptance, Elohim being acknowledged as the hearer of prayer. The phrase Shomea Tefila, Shomea Tefila, Yahuwah, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, who he be. Who he be the Shomea Tefila. He is the Shomea Tefila. He is the hearer of prayer. The entirety of humanity, call Basar Yabo, will eagerly look to him. The picture of Zion, the picture of Zion, even the African Zion, as the rallying point of humanity, and the Heikal, the temple, as a house of prayer. Understand and understand this in the new and the living way, right? We call this a metaphysical invitation in that new and that living way, in the innermost of the innocence, in the true spirituality. Zion, the rallying point of humanity, and the temple, the Heikal, as a house of prayer. Know ye not, right, that your bodies are the temple? For all is found, right, in Isaiah. We have Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, Isaiah chapter 56 and 7, 1 Kings chapter 8, round about verse 41. Let's go forward to the third verse, or the dilate verse in the Hebrew. Dibrei e onot, Gabru ameni, pisha enu, ata, te kaparim. Things of iniquity, matters of iniquity, tales of iniquity, the dibrei e onot, Gabru meni, they prevail against I. The tale of iniquities is too heavy, Gabru, they prevail too heavy, Gabru, meni, for I against me, right? The tales of iniquities is too heavy for me. As for our transgressions, Pishaenu, Ata, Tikaparim. Thou will pardon, will atone. Literally, thou will atone, Tikaparim. Ata, you, he who he be, will atone for Pishaenu, for our, right? Our transgression. That word there being brought out in the translation as transgression. The tale of iniquities. The Dibrei E'onot. Dibrei E'vonot. The modern Hebrew Dibrei E'vonot. The Avon. Moral lawlessness, moral corruptions. We have iniquities, often translated as iniquity. E'onot. E'onot. It's Ayn. E'onot. But the Dibrei from the Dabar is the speaking. The words, in a sense. Right? The word or the speaking, the matter, the things, in that sense of the Dabar, in the sense of the Dibrei. But in the translated sense, is the tale. Right? What's the tale? Right? Dibrei. Right? E'onot. Chatiat, lack, falling short, missing the mark. It creates a barrier. The Ukri creates a barrier between man, the human being, and Elohim. We have this in Yeshaya, in Isaiah 59 and 2. The psalmist, on his own and on his people's behalf, and we in the psalm, I and I as well with the psalmist, on I and I own and on the people's behalf, note the word is Pisha'ainu. Note the word is our transgressions. Therefore, first makes confession of chatiyat. First, one must make confession of one's ukri, of falling short, of missing the mark of he who be, who he be, in his presence, in his perception, in his sight. And then there is the prayer, there is the praying for pardon, right? That praying for pardon, that praying for atonement, where it says, Ata tekaparem, kapar, Ata tekaparem, the I, for the I wilt pardon them, for the I pardonest. For the I pardonest, the I forgivest. Yes, I. The reason for the season, Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim. We have this powerful word sound here, Habarim, right, in verse 3 of today's daily Psalm 65 and 3, where it says, Ata Tekaparim, the I will kafar, the I will cover, that I will atone at one man's tav, one man's cross, X marks a spot. And for the season coming forward is the finding. This is in the finding of the true cross. Verse Verse 4, the Hey verse in the Hebrew says, Ashrei, 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 Tibachar, Ashrei, Tibachar. Blessed or happy is the one, Tibachar, 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 Bachar, Tibachar. Happy is the one whom you choose. We say, Bacharta, Har, Bachar, Bacharta, choose. Right, B'chaim, choose in life, choose life. Here's Ashrei, Ashrei, Tibachar. Blessed, it's often translated, blessed is the one whom thou choosest. More correctly, the Ashrei is the happiness, that state of mind, right? That state of mind, of thought and thinking. Ashrei, Tibachar. U'tikareb, Yishkon, Chaser. Hatzereka, Hatzereka, Nisha, Nisha Ba, Bitub, Beiteka, Kedosh, He Taleka. Blessed is the one whom you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. Uatik Arab, Yishkon, Hatzereka, Hatzereka, Nisha Ba. Nishba'a, we shall be satisfied. Nishba'a, we shall be satisfied. Betub, with the goodness. Betub, beiteka, the goodness of your house. The goodness. Kadosh, hekaleka, kadosh, your holy temple, your holy spot. Holy, set apart, right? The connection with Zion. It says, happy is the man. Ashrei ha'ish. First Psalm. Ashrei. Happy. All right. One may be blessed, but is one happy? He said, happiness, the beatitude. Ashrei tibachar. Ashrei tibachar. Ashrei tibachar. The man who you choose. Tibachar. Tibachar. The man, the one, the man whom you choose. Every Israelite, as a member of a consecrated, a set-apart nation. What sort of nation? A kingdom. What sort of government? A government of priests. A government of the priesthood. The terms choose and bring near are used of priestly ordination. It's very interesting. The terms choose, tibachar, ua tikareb, tikareb, tibachar, tikareb, tibachar, ua tikareb. To choose and to tikareb, to bring near, is used of priestly ordination, whether it's in Numbers, XVI, Numbers 16 and 5. To dwell in your courts, Yishkon Hatzereka, Yishkon Hatzereka, 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 the Hatzerot Hatzereka, your courts, to dwell, Yishkon. The visit to the Heikal, the visit to the temple, was for the devout Israelite, a sacrament of his membership. He was taking sacrament, even in the season. The reason for the season is a sacrament of I and I membership in Elohim's household, in Elohim's household, in Jah's household. The goodness, Nishba'a, Betu, Veteka, Kedosh, Hekaleka, Hekaleka. Yes, the goodness of thy house, the tube, the spiritual refreshment, which the sanctuary, the Kedosh, right, which the holy place, the sanctuary offered, right, in that place of offering. Now, here is the fulfillment of the first portion, the first four verses. Praise to Elohim. Praise to Elohim where? Praise to Elohim in the temple, in the holy place. That praise, praises, right? Blessed, happy is whom the I choose, and he who choose you, b'charta b'chaim, and took to yourself, drawing near, he shall encamp in your courts, yishkon, shakan, your holy, holy temple, your kodesh, or kedosh, kedosh, we have kedosh, in the pointing right here, we have the kedosh, hey kaleka, your hekal, he who be, who he be, hekal, holy temple, your wonderful, 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 wonderful in righteousness. It says wonderful in righteousness, and the Septuagint has that description right there. But moving on to verses 5 to 8, Elohim's awe-inspiring, what are his awesome deeds? His awe, the awe-inspiring deeds of he who be, who he be. Nor raot, bi tzedek, ta'enene, ta'enene, Elohei Yisha'enu, nibata kola katawe aretz, we yamare chokin. With wondrous works dost thou answer us, I and I, in righteousness. O Elohim of I and I salvation, Elohei Yisha'enu, Yisha'enu, thou the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far distant seas by awesome deeds. No raot biz edek, by awesome deeds in righteousness. Ta'enenu, you answer us. Ta'enenu, Elohei Yisha'enu. Mi batach, the certainty kola katzwe aretz, all the ends of the earth. Weyam rechokim, and the farthest sea. You are the trust, you are the confidence. Mi batach, kola katzwe aretz. No raot bezedek, ta'enenu, Elohei Yisha'enu. Nibtach kola katwe aret we yam rechokim, far off, wonderful in righteousness. Hear, I and I, you hear, ta'enenu, O Elohei, I and I deliver. Yisha'enu, Elohei Yisha'enu. He is the hope of all the ends of the earth. Kol ha'katzwe, the katzwe aretz, true shape of the earth, the ends of the earth. The kol ha'katzwe aretz, and of the ones in the far, in the sea that is far, far, far. Elohim's awe-inspiring deeds, wondrous works, rather, works arousing awe. Some say this alludes to the discomfiture of the Assyrian host. In righteousness, the happy issue of the recent crisis was not due to favoritism of Yisrael by Elohim, but the effect of the divine equity, the divine equity, which ensures the triumph of right over wrong, of the good over evil, the victory of good over evil, the confidence, the bitach, mi batach, the confidence in the victory of good over evil. From being the Elohim of our salvation, he will become the trust of all peoples. So the confidence, because he is the Elohim of our salvation, because he is Elohei Yisha'enu, he will be the Mibatach Kola Katawe Aretz. With Yam Rechokim and the far, far distant seas, far off seas. Maybin Harim Bekoho Neizara Migabura Neizara Bigabura, who establishes the mountains by his strength, being girded with might. Mekin, this is a Zion verse, the seventh verse in the Hebrew. Here we're in the sixth verse, Psalm 65 and 6. Mekin, Harim, Bikoho, who establishes the mountains. Mekin, Harim, who establishes the Harim, the mountains, by his strength, being girded with might, with the gabura. He's girded with the Geburah, who by thy strength setteth fast the mountains, who are girded with might. The mountains, the Harim, confidence, right? Picking up with this idea from the previous verse, confidence, this thought of confident in the victory, the bitach, the confidence. confidence in Elohim as the vindicator of justice is based upon his infinite might as demonstrated by his creation. This is the season also, the fall festival season, the Rosh Hashanah season of the iration, the creation. The mountains represent solid matter, which he fashioned according to his will. He's girded about with might. Be Gabura. Be Gabura. Ne Izara be Gabura. He is girded with the Gabura. With the Gabura. Verse 7. Moving forward to verse 7. Chabarim. Verse 7. We have Hustilis, the roaring of the seas. Hustilis, the roaring. He still is the roaring of the sea. The chait, the chait verse. Mashbiyach. Shon yamim. Galehem. Wa hemon leumim, who stills the roaring seas, the roaring of the seas, who stillest the roaring of the seas, and the roaring, the Sheon, Mashbiyach, Sheon, Yamim, who stillest the roaring of the sea, Sheon, Galehem, the roaring of their Galehem, their waves, Wahemon, and the Hamon, or the Hamon, the Hamon, the tumult, Leumim, and the tumult of the peoples. Some interpret as the one disturbing the extent of the sea at the sound of the waves shall be disturbed, the nations, but stillest. He stillest, be still. The seas denote the other part of the universe. The seas is the other parts of the universe, the universe, which is likewise under his control and under his word, sound, power. The tumult of the people, Wahamon leumim. He is master of the phi cycle world, of the phi, the pi cycle world, but also of its inhabitants. The Elohim of nature, of the Necheru, the Elohim of the Necheru. Some worship the Necheru, the nature, but he's the Elohim of nature and the Elohim of history. Revealing the prophecy, the Elohim of nature and the Elohim of history are one. Ahad are one, are one, are one, are one. Going to verse 8, Chabarim. Why ye reu, Yoshbei, Kesaot, they who dwell in the ends, me ototeka, those who dwell in the ends of the earth, in the ends are afraid of your signs. May ot, the male, the ot, may from the ot, may or teka of the eyes, male signs, motzae, boker, you make the morning, motzae, boker, wa erev, Tarnin. You make the morning and the evening Tarnin, to rejoice, to shout for joy in ringing tones. Arina, Tarnin. You make the morning, the Boker, and the Erev, and the evening to shout. And shall fear the ones dwelling at the ends from your signs. The exitings of the morning and evening shall make happy with ringing, singing tones. The signs, the ototeka, me ototeka, the ot, the signs are the proofs of the divine, the ivine power. The outgoings of the morning, the exitings, the motzae, boker. So the motzae of the boker and the motzae of the erev, the exitings, the outgoings of the morning and the outgoings of the evening, the space traveled by the sun, the Shemesh, in the course of a day, from east to west, all humanity within its circuit, right, even here at the end of the year, have occasion to sing joyfully, because Elohim, he humbles the ruthless, the strong, and he protects the weak, right, good over evil, Yahweh, Jahweh, truth and life. And here is the fulfillment of the second section of today's daily psalm, Psalm Samech Hey, Psalm LXV, Psalm 65, verses in the KJV will be verses 5 to 8 in the Sefer Tehillim, verses 6 to 9. But picking up right here with verse 9, KJV, for the brothers and sisters following KJV, this is the theme now being brought out. First we had the praise. First was praise to Elohim in the temple, beginning with that silence, Lekah Dumia, right? Praise awaiteth for thee in Zion. What's not brought out often in the translation is that stillness, that Dumia, that quietness, that silence. This needs to be emphasized. The second portion is Elohim's awe, inspiring. In spirit, in word, sound, power, the awe-inspiring deeds, the works. Then here in verses 9 to 13, according to the KJV, which corresponds in Tehillim with verses 10 to 14, we have thanksgiving for the harvest. The thanksgiving. This is the season, the reason for the season. The thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for the harvest. Pak adita. You visit Pakarita Haaretz Wata Shokekeha Wa Shokekeha and overflow and cause to Shokekeha. You cause to overflow Rabat Ta Isherena. Ta'isherena, you cause to overflow, you enrich. Peleg, right? You enrich the stream, you cause to overflow, you greatly rebat, ta'isherena, you greatly enrich it, you greatly enrich her. The earth, Pelega Elohim, the Peleg of Elohim, the stream of Elohim. Even a stream of the consciousness in his presence. Peleg Elohim, Male Mayim, Takin, De Ganam, Ki Kain Te Kinaha. You prepare their grain, for thus you prepare it, you prepare her. You visit the earth. And you intoxicate, you intoxicate her. Pak adita ha'aretz. You visit the earth. Wa tishok ekeha. And you intoxicate her. Rebat te'ish rena. You cause it to overflow. You intoxicate. You multiply to enrich her. You greatly enrich her. Rebat te'isherena. And you greatly rebat enrich her. Peleg Elohim male yamim. Peleg Elohim, the stream of Elohim, Malaya, Malaya Mayim is full, Malaya, Mulu, Malaya Mayim of water, Takin, Diganam, Takin, you prepare, Takin, you prepare, Diganam, you prepare the grain, Kikain, Tikineha, you prepare their grain, for thus you prepare her. You prepare their nourishment, for thus her preparation, the earth's preparation, the river of Elohim is filled with water. So all that has gone before in the Mizmor, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, a harvest hymn, Psalm 65, all that has gone before in the Mizmor is a prelude to its real theme. All that was just a prelude to the real theme, which is now and which is here stated. KJV, verses 9 to 13 in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, the Hebrew, verses 10 to 14. But here, picking up with the ninth verse, KJV-wise, you remember us. Pakadita, you remember us, you visit it. This is use of Elohim's intervention. The Hebrew, a pakad, Ethiopically in the is in the Roman heart, pakad, thy will be done, thy kingdom come. So Hebraically, the pakadita, you visit. The visitation is Elohim's intervention, his interpositioning himself, his intervention for a benign purpose. We have Genesis 21 and 1. We have Exodus 13 and 19. Here, it refers to sending the rain. So the rainy season and the rain, then Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, is also a water festival. There's a water from the ancient Hebraic times. Water is very much connected with it. So it's a water festival as well, as it being Sukkot and huts and Tikkul and Das Baal, and dwelling in tabernacles, or like shanties in a sense, almost like dwelling in shanties. Let's bring it out. So here it refers to his sending the rains in their season, and so assuring an abundant, enough of a harvest. Let's move on, moving forward, onward and upward. We have verse 10 right here. So it says, Tilameha, its furrows, her furrows. So when the it is really her in this context, the earth. Tilameha, reway, watering, you water its furrows abundantly. Tilameha, reway, nechet, gedu deha, birabibim, te moga gena, simaha, te barek. The translation here, watering her ridges abundantly, settling down the furrows thereof of her. Thou makest her soft with showers. Thou blessest the growth of her. Thou blessest the growth of the earth. Even in today's psalm, the harvest hymn, Psalm 65. So what do we have here? Continuing from the previous verse with the river. Remember the Peleg, right? We have the Peleg Elohim, the river. Having the river, the Peleg Elohim, the river of God, right? The now, they deny the now, the Gion, that river, right? That ancient river from the mountain, the moon. The poetical phrase also is for rain, right? That river that meriteth on earth, that's a reflection of the heavenly, that river, right? That river in the sky. And then we have the river on earth, right? Sometimes called the Nile, but the Gion, that river of Ethiopia. The poetical phrase here is for rain which descends from above. Her, once again, is the earth, which is feminine in the Hebrew. So verse 10 graphically describes the effect which the former rain of late autumn and winter, we have this in Deuteronomy XI 14 and 11 and 14, has upon the soil. The ridges are her furrows. What are her furrows? We have the tilameha. Some say tilameha, but really tilameha. Tilameha, her furrows. Tilameha, right? Her furrows, the ridges. The soil had been plowed, must be plowed up, and the seeds scattered. But men's labor needs the heaven-sent, from Shemaim sent rain, if a bountiful harvest is to ensure. Then we have the furrows, right, in the sense of her ridges, right? You settle her ridges, right? You're settling those ridges. The ridges is the earth thrown up by the plow between the furrows, that earth that's thrown up by the plow, you know, between the furrows are like the deep parts, and then you have the higher parts. They need to be secure so that the rain falls along and thoroughly moistens the seed. So the furrows, right, the furrows thereof. So we get this agricultural, agree with the cultural aspect of this in the earth. Her furrows saturate, multiply her produce, by her drops, the produce shall be glad while rising. itarta. Interesting, I was just talking about the keter and why they say the keter, you know, in that sense. But we have the itarta, shinat, tobateka, uame, e galeka, yira, e funa, dashen. You crown the year with your bounty. What time of the year? Lashana tova umetuka. You crown the year with your bounty. Eat arta shinata tobateka, with your goodness, with your bounty, and your paths drop with fatness. Uama igaleka yirefuna dashen, with fatness. You shall bless the crown of the year. You shall bless the crown of the year because of your graciousness, your goodness. Ooh, yes, the Tobateka, your goodness and your plain shall be filled with fatness. Shall be filled with fatness. Yira ifu neota mida midabara we gila gebaot techagora. Tehgorna. The pastures of the wilderness drip and drop. The hills gird themselves with rejoicing, with joy and rejoicing, with joy and rejoicing. The exultation, in exultation, the hills shall gird themselves. Labshu Karim, the meadows are clothed, Hazoan, with flocks, Wa-e-Makim, Ya-at-fu-bar, Yitaro-e-u-afaya-shiru. The meadows are clothed with flocks, and the valleys are covered with grain. They shout for joy, yes, afaya-shiru, they sing. And put on wool, the rams of the sheep and the valleys shall multiply grain. They cry out, for even they shall sing praise, 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 yea, yea, yea. Thou crownest, picking up right here, thou crownest, thou hast crowned. How does he crown the year? With beautiful crops. The paths drop with fatness, a bold image of Elohim passing over the land and sprinkling the latter rain, which ensured a rich harvest. The wilderness, the Hebrew midbar, does not always denote barren soil. So you say the midbar in the wilderness, it doesn't always denote barren soil, but may signify open tracks, open country. The midbar is the open country, the open tracks of country as distinct from cultivated land to which cattle are driven for pasture. Here, too, the effects of the rain are noticeable. They do drop vis-a-vis with the dashen, with the fatness in the hills, with vines and trees growing on their slopes, clothed. The meadows are clothed with flocks. The meadows are dressed. The meadows are clothed. Lavshu, Karim, Hazoan. The meadows are clothed with flocks. They are so numerous that their wool appears to form a garment over the meadows. So the meadows, Lavshu, Karim, Hazoan, they are clothed. They shout for joy. Yea, they sing. They shout, they shall cry out. Shout. Yes, they shall cry out. Yitaro e'u. Af yashiru.
Let them rejoice before God.
Glance! Rastafari. Drum! Rastafari. Drum! Rastafari.
Clothes, I've got peace. Whoa, oh yeah. Whoa, oh. Just shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah. And separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, oh. Just shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah. And separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Ham Barak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Ham Barak. Le'olam wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torah-to, his Torah. Bless be thee, I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hambara. Baruch Yahweh Hambarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by thy light, and I thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I now to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you not read up your Bible.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Where we left off with the fourth book of Numbers, the Hebrew book that is called Bamidbar. 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 In the wilderness, Bamidbar. We left off with the fourth book of Numbers, the Hebrew book that is called Bamidbar. 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 Where we left off with the fourth book of Numbers, the Hebrew book that is called Bamidbar. 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 In the wilderness, Bamidbar. The Sefer Bamidbar. Here, picking up with Numbers chapter 4, verse 21, the order of the host. The 10th item, the service of the Gershonites. The service of the Gershonites. B'shem ha'ab ve'habein ve'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh Echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one, we be, the one, we be, the one, we be. Why daberi Yahweh el Moshe leimor? Naso et rosh b'nei Gershon, kam heima le beita botam, le misha pechotam. And the Yahweh, he who be, we be, spake to Moshe leimor, saying, Naso et rosh, lift the head, take also the sum, Naso et rosh, take also the sum of the B'nai Gershon, the sons of Gershon, throughout the houses of their fathers, by their families. Le Beit Abotam, Le Misha Pechotam. From 30 years old and upward until 50 years old shalt thou number them. All that enter in to perform the service, to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. This is the service of the family of the Gershonites, to serve and for burdens. And they shall bear the curtains of the tabernacle and the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, his covering, and the covering of the badger skins that is above upon it, and the hanging for the petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the hanging for the petach, the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the mizbeach, the altar round about, and their cords, and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them. So shall they serve. At the appointment of Aharon, Ubenayo, and his sons shall be all the service of the B'nai Gershon, of the sons of the Gershonites, in all their burdens and in all their service. And he, y'all, shall appoint to them in charge all their burdens. This is the service of the family of the B'nai Gershon, the sons of Gershon, in the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, tabernacle of the congregation, and their charge shall be under the hand of Yitamar, of Ithamar, the son of Aharon HaKohen, of Aaron the priest. The order of the host, the 11th item, the service of the Merarites, verse 29. As for the B'nai Merari, thou shalt number them after their families, by the house, the Beit of their Abotam, of their fathers. From 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old shalt thou number them. Everyone that entereth into the service to do the work of the tabernacle, the congregation, the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and this is the charge of their burden according to all their service in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, tabernacle, the congregation, the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords, with all their instruments, and with all their service. And by name, ye, y'all, shall reckon the instruments of the charge of their burden. This is the service of the family of the B'nai Merari, the sons of Merari, according to all their service, in the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, under the hand of Yitzhak, the son of Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest. And Moshe were Aharon, and the chief of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites after their families and after the house of Abotam, of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone that entereth into the service for the walk in the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and those that were numbered of them by their families were 2,750. These were they that were numbered of the families of the Kohathites, all that might do service in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, which Moshe with Aharon did number according to the commandment of the Yahweh by the hand of Moshe, 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 Moshe. Here's the Sheni Aliyah for this Shabbat Naso. Here, picking up with verse 38, Numbers chapter 4, verse 38, for the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat Naso. ufak udeya bnei gershon le misha pechotam ua le beit abotam, and those that were numbered of the sons of Gershon throughout their families and by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone that entereth into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them throughout their families by the house of their fathers, were 2,630. These are they that were numbered of the families of the Bnei Gershon, sons of Gershon, of all that might do service in the tabernacle of the congregation in the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, whom Moshe wa Aharon and Aaron did number according to the commandment of the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh. And those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari throughout their families by the house of Abotam, their fathers, from 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone that entereth into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, even those that were numbered of them after their families, were 3,200. These be those that were numbered of the families of the Bnei Merari, the sons of Merari, whom Moshe wa Aharon numbered according to the word of the Yahweh by the hand of Moshe. All those that were numbered of Halewim, of the Lewawion, of the Levites, whom Moshe wa Aharon and the chief of Yisrael numbered after their families and after the house of their fathers, Abotam, their patriarchs, from 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone that came to do the service of the ministry and the service of the burden in the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, even those that were numbered of them were 8,504. According to the commandment of the Yahweh, they were numbered by the hand of Moshe, every one according to his service and according to his burden. Thus, like this, were they numbered of him, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe, 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 Moshe.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. And here, 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 for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third offering up, the Aliyah, for this Shabbat Naso, Naso, Naso. And here, 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 for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third offering up, the Aliyah, for this Shabbat Naso, for this Senbet Wusid here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers, Numbers chapter 5, the order of the host, the 12th item, defilement, defilement of the camp. Here, 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 for the Shalishi, Shalishi Aliyah. Wayedaberi Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, and the Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, Zav, Zav, command the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, that they put out of the camp every leper, Kola Tsarua, and everyone that has an issue, and whosoever is defiled by the dead, whosoever is defiled by the soul, psyche, both male and female shall ye y'all, both male and female shall y'all put out. Without the camp shall y'all put them out, that they defile not their camps in the midst whereof I dwell. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of the children of Israel, did so, and put them out without the camp. As the Yahweh spake to Moshe, so did the Bnei Yisrael, so did the children of Israel. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, when a man or woman shall commit any chatiat, lack, sin, uckery, that men commit to do a trespass against the Yahweh, and that person be guilty. Then they shall confess their khatiyat, their sin, their ukri, their lack, which they have done. And he shall recompense his trespass with the principal thereof, and add to it the fifth part thereof, or 20%, and give it to him against whom he hath trespassed. But if the man have no kinsman to recompense the trespass to, let the trespass be recompensed to the Yahweh, even to HaKohen, even to the priest, beside the ram of the atonement, whereby an atonement shall be made for him. And every offering of all the holy things, of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of children of Israel, which they bring to HaKohen, the priest, shall be his. And every man's hallowed things shall be his. Whatsoever any man giveth HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, it shall be his. And here for the Rabbi'i Aliyah, for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering of this Shabbat Naso, here at verse 11, fourth book of Moses, chapter 5, verse 11, for the Rabbi'i Aliyah. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, Lamor, saying, Dabir illa bnei Yisrael, we amarta lehem, ish, ki tiste ishto ua ma'ila bawa ma'al. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, and say to them, Wamartai Lehem, if any man's wife, if any man's wife go aside and commit a trespass against him, and a man lay sexually with her carnally, and it be hid from the eyes of her husband, and be kept close, and she be defiled, and there be no witness against her, neither she be taken with the matter. And the spirit of jealousy, and the spirit of zealousy, and the spirit of zeal come upon him, and he be jealous of Ishto, his wife, and she be defiled. Or if the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be zealous of Ishto, of his wife, and she be not defiled, then shall the man bring Ishto, his wife, to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest, and he shall bring her offering for her, the tenth part of an ephah of barley meal. He shall pour no oil upon it, nor put frankincense thereon, for it is an offering of jealousy, of zealousy, an offering of memorial, bringing iniquity to remembrance. And HaKohen and the Kohen, the priest, shall bring her near, and set her lifnei Yahweh before Jehovah. And HaKohen and the priest, the Kohen, shall take holy water in an earthen vessel, and of the dust that is in the floor of the tabernacle, HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take and put it into the water. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall set the woman lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah, and uncover the woman's head, the woman's rosh, her ras, and put the offering of memorial in her hands, which is the zealousy offering. And HaKohen, the Kohen, shall have in his hand the bitter water that causes the curse. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall charge her by an oath, and say to the woman, if no man hath lain sexually with the eye, and if thou hast not gone aside to uncleanness with another instead of thy husband, be thou free from this bitter water that causeth the curse. But if thou, the eye, hast gone aside to another instead of thy husband, and if thou be defiled, and some man hath lain sexually with the eye beside thine husband, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall charge the woman with an oath of cursing. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall say to the woman, Yahweh Jehovah, make thee a curse and an oath among thy people. When the Yahweh doth make thy thigh to rot and thy belly to swell, and this water that causeth the curse shall go into thy bowels to make thy belly to swell and thy thigh to rot, and the woman shall say, Amen, Amen. And HaKohen the Kohen shall write these curses in a cipher, in a book, and he shall blot them out with the bitter water. And he shall cause the woman to drink the bitter water that causes the curse, and the water that causes the curse shall enter into her and become bitter. Then HaKohen the Kohen the priest shall take the zealousy offering out of the woman's hand, and shall wave the offering, lifne Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and offer it upon HaMizbeach, the altar. And HaKohen the Kohen the priest shall take a handful of the offering, even the memorial thereof, and burn it upon HaMizbeach, the altar, and afterwards shall cause the woman to drink the water. And when he hath made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled and have done trespass against her husband, that the water that causeth the curse shall enter into her and become bitter, and her belly shall swell and her thighs shall rot, and the woman shall be a curse among Ameha, among her people. And if the woman be not defiled, but be clean, then she shall be free and shall conceive seed. This is the law, HaTorah, direct instruction of zealousies, of jealousies. When a wife, Aisha, goeth aside, sota, to another instead of her husband and is defiled, or when the spirit of jealousy, of zealousy, cometh upon him, and he be jealous, zealous over Ishto, over his wife, and shall set the woman, lifne Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall execute upon her all this law, Torah. Then shall the man be guiltless from iniquity, and this woman shall bear her iniquity. Fourth book of Moshe, a Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 6, the order of the hosts, the 13th item, the Nazarites. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, speak to the sons, the children of Yisrael, and say to them, When either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves to the Yahweh, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink. Neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dry. All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk. All the days of the vow of his separation there shall no razor come upon Rosho, upon his ras, his head, until the days be fulfilled in the which he separateth himself to the Yahweh, La Yahuwah. He shall be holy, and shall let the locks of the hair of Rosho, of his ras, grow. All the days that he separateth himself, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, he shall come at no dead body. He shall not make himself unclean for his father, or for his mother, for his brother, or for his sister, when they die, because the consecration of El Hayo, of his Elohim, is upon Rosho, upon his ras, his head. All the days of his separation, he is kadosh, he is holy, set apart, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And if any man die very suddenly by him, and he hath defiled the rosh, the ras of his consecration, then he shall shave rosho, rasu, his head, in the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day shall he shave it. And on the eighth day he shall bring two turtles, or two young pigeons, to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest, to the Patach, to the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle, the congregation, the tent of meeting. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall offer one for a chatat, a sin, an ugly offering, and the other for an olah, for a burnt offering, and make a kapar, a kippur, an atonement for him, for that he sinneth up by the dead, and shall hallow Rosho Arasu, his head, that same day. And he shall consecrate La Yahuwah to Jehovah the days of his separation, and shall bring a lamb of the first year for a trespass, a sham offering. But the days that were before shall be lost, because his separation was defiled. And this is the law of the Nazarite. When the days of his separation are fulfilled, he shall be brought to the petach, the door of the ohel, moed of the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, and he shall offer his offering, la-Yahuwah, to Jehovah, one he-lamb of the first year without blemish, for a olah, a burnt offering, and one ewe-lamb of the first year without blemish, for a chatat, a sin offering, and one ram without blemish for shalamim, for peace offerings, and a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mingled with shemen with oil, and wafers of unleavened bread anointed with shemen with oil, and their minka, their meal offering, and their nesek, their drink offerings. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall bring them lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah, and shall offer his chata'at, his sin offering, and his olah, his burnt offering, and he shall offer the ram for a sacrifice of shelamim la Yahuwah to Jehovah with the basket of unleavened bread. HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall offer also his minka, his meal offering, and his nesek, his drink offering. And the Nazarite shall shave the Arosh, the Ras, the head of his separation at the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, and shall take the hair of the Arosh, the Ras, of his separation, and put it in the fire, which is under the sacrifice of the Shelamim, the peace offerings. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take the sodden shoulder of the ram, and one unleavened cake out of the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and shall put them upon the hands of the Nazarite after the hair of his separation is shaven. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall wave them for a tenufah, a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah. This is holy for HaKohen, for the priest, with the wave breast and heave shoulder, and after that the Nazarite may drink wine. This is HaTorah, the direction instructions of the Nazarite, who hath vowed, and of his offering La Yahuwah to Jehovah for his separation beside that, that his hand shall get according to the vow which he vowed. So he must do after HaTorah, after the directions, instructions of his separation. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, saying, speak to Aharon and to Benaiah, his sons, saying, on this wise ye all shall bless the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, saying to them, Dabir il Aharona wa il Benaiah wa lemora, koh, koh, tevarku et Bnei Yisrael amor lahem. The Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Ye barekeka Yahuwah we yisha mereka. The Yahweh make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious to thee, Yair Yahuwah panayo leka we chuneka. The Yahweh, he who be, we be, lift up his countenance upon the eye and give the eye shalom and give the eye peace. Yisa Yahuwah panayo leka we yasem leka shalom. And they shall put my name upon the Bnei Yisrael, and I will bless them. We saw et shmi al bnei Yisrael wa ani he barikem. And here, 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 and here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
and hear, 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 and hear, 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 for the Hamishi Aliyah, for the fifth Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Nasol, for the Sabbath of the lifting up here, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 7, here for the Hamishi Aliyah. Chapter 7, the order of the host, the 14th item, the gifts of the Nasim, the gifts of the princes, 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 princes. Vayhiya biyom kalot Moshe lehakim et ha-mishkan wa yimashach oto. Wayakadesha oto, we're at the kola kelayo, we're at ha miza beyach, we're at the kola kelayo, wa yima shachema, wayakadesha otam. For the fifth, the Hamishi Aliyah, and it came to pass on the day that Moshe had fully set up the tabernacle, and anointed it, and sanctified it, and all the instruments thereof, both the altar and all the vessels thereof, and had anointed them, and sanctified them, that the princes of Israel, heads of the house of their fathers, the Roshei of the house of their patriarchs, who were the princes, the Nasim of the tribes, and were over them that were numbered, offered. And they brought their offering, Lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah, six covered wagons, and 12 oxen, a wagon for two of the princes, and for each one an oxen, and they brought them before the tabernacle. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, say, take it of them, that they may be to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt give them to Halloween, the Levites, to every man according to his service. And Moshe took the wagons and the oxen and gave them to Halloween, the Levites. Two wagons and four oxen he gave to the sons of Gershom according to their service. And four wagons and eight oxen he gave to the sons of Merari according to their service, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aharon, HaKohen, Aaron the priest. But to the sons of Kohat he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belongeth to them, was that they should bear upon their shoulders. And the princes offered for livicating the Hanukkah of Mizbeach, the livication of the altar, in the day that it was anointed, even the princes offered their offerings before the Mizbeach, the altar, the altar. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, they shall offer their offerings, each prince on his day, for the livication, for the dedication, for the livication of the altar. Et Hanukkah taha mizabeyah. And he that offered his offering the first day was Nahashon, the son of Aminadab of the tribe of Yehuda. And his offering was one silver charge, of the weight thereof was 130 shekels, after one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them were full of fine flour mingled with oil for a minkai meal offering. One spoon of 10 shekels of gold full of aishins, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nahasom, the son of Aminadab. On the second day, Nathaniel, the son of Zuar, prince of Issachar, did offer. He offered for his offering one silver charge, the weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a minkai, a meal offering, one spoon of gold of 10 shekels full of aishins, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and for a
sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs for the first year. This was the offering of Nathaniel, the son of Zuar. On the third day, Eliab, the son of Helon, prince of the children of Zebulun, did offer. His offering was 1 silver charge. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mingled with oil for a min cup. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishins, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for an olah, burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. On the fourth day, Elizur, the son of Shedeur, prince of the children of Reuven, did offer. His offering was 1 silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a min cup. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishins, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a olah, burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elizur, the son of Shedeur. On the fifth day, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, prince of the children of Simeon, did offer. His offering was 1 silver charge, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a minka, a meal offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishins, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a olah, burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And here, for the Sheshi, Aliyah, for the Sheshi Aliyah, for the 6th Aliyah, at this verse 42 of chapter 7 of Numbers, for this Shabbat Naso, Sheshi Aliyah, Bayom Ha Shishi. Nasiya livne God El Eliasaf ben Deuel. Here for the Sheshi Aliyah at verse 42. On the sixth day Bayom HaShishi, on the sixth day Eliasaf, the son of Deuel, prince of the children of God, offered. His offering was 1 silver charge of the weight of 130 shekels, a silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a minka, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishins, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a olah, a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. On the seventh day, Elishama, the son of Amihud, prince of the children of Ephraim, offered. His offering was 1 silver charge, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a minka, a meal offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishins, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a olah, burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Amihud. On the eighth day, offered Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzor, prince of the children of Manasseh. His offering was 1 silver charge of the weight of 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a minka, a meal offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishins, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a olah, burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a chatat, sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzor. on the ninth day, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, prince of the children of Binyamin, of Benjamin, offered. His offering was one silver charge, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a minkai, meal offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishins, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a olah, burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Abidan, the son of Gideoni. On the 10th day, Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai, prince of the children of Dan, offered. His offering was one silver charge, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mingled with oil for a min cup, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishins, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a olah, burnt offering, one kid of goats for a chatat, sin offering, and for sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Ami
Shaddai.
And here, at verse 72. At verse 72, for the Shabi'i Aliyah, for the seventh Aliyah, for this Shabbat Naso, for the Shabi'i Aliyah. Bi Yom Ashte Asar Yom Nasi Livne Asher Paga El Ben Okran. Here for the Shabi'i Aliyah at verse 72. On the 11th day, Pagiel, the son of Okran, prince of the children of Asher, offered. His offering was one silver charge, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a minka, a meal offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishins, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Okran. On the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, prince of the children of Naphtali, offered. His offering was one silver charge, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a minka, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of aishins, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a olah, burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a chatat, sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication, rephrase, the levication. This was the levication of the altar, Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach. This was the levication, the Hanukkah of the altar. Zota Hanukkah Taha Mizbeach. In the day that it was anointed by the princes Nasim of Israel, 12 charges of silver, 12 silver bowls, 12 spoons of gold, each charger of silver weighing, and 130 shekels, each bowl 70. All the silver vessels weighed 2,400 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. The golden spoons were 12, full of aishins, weighing 10 shekels apiece after the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels. And here, for the maftir right here. At verse 87, Kol ha-baka la-ola Shneim Asar Parim Elim Shneim Asar Ke Basim Bnei Shana Shnei Asa Uamin Hatam Usa Irei Izim Shneim Asar Lechataat. For the maftir here, all the oxen for the burnt offering were 12 bullocks, the rams 12, the lambs of the first year 12, and their minka, their meal offering, and the kids of the goats for sin offering 12. And all the oxen for the service of the peace offerings were 20 and 4 bullocks, the ram 60, the he-goat 60, the lambs of the first year 60. This was the Hanukkah of the Mizbeach. Zot Hanukkah Taha Mizbeach. This was the livication, the Hanukkah of the altar, after that it was anointed. And when Moshe was going into the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle of the congregation, sent to meet and speak with him, then he heard the voice of one speaking to him from off the mercy seat that was upon the ark of testimony from between the two kirubim, cherubim, and he spake to him. That's complete. Aliyot for this Shabbat, Naso, Kabur Alu, Kabur Dimsu, Kabur Hailu, glory be to the word, sound, and power, Kabur Abinu, Le Melkeinu, glory be to Anai Father, Anai King, Kabur Le Kermawi, Haila Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, May Jesus Christos, Beshem Yeshua, Ha Moshiach. Amen.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vayei olam natei Vatokanu Baruch ata Yahweh Noten ha-Torah Sheina.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher B'Torah Moshe Abdo, Ube Israel Ammo, Ube Nebiei Haemet Watzelik. Blessed art I, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Book of Judges, chapter 13, verse 2 to chapter 25. Vesema Abu Walet Mephesa Kedus Hadumak. And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of Yahweh, Baruch Hu, appeared to the woman and said to her, Behold now, thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite to Elohim, Baruch Hu, from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of Elohim came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of Elohim, very terrible. But I asked him not whence he was, neither told he me his name. But he said to me, behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing, for the child shall be a Nazarite to Elohim, from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah entreated Yahweh Uruku and said, O my master, let the man of Elohim which thou didst send come again to us and teach us what we shall do to the child that shall be born. And Elohim hearkened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of Elohim came again to the woman as she sat in the field, but Manoah her husband was not with her. And the woman made haste and ran and showed her husband and said to him, behold, the man have appeared to me that came to me the other day. And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man and said to him, art thou the man that speaketh to the woman? And he said, I am. And Manoah said, now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child? And how shall we do to him? And the angel of Yahweh Baruch Hu said to Manoah, of all that I said to the woman, let her beware. She may not eat of anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe. And Manoah said to the angel of Yahweh, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of Yahweh said to Manoah, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it to Yahweh, Baruch Hu, for Manoah knew not that he was an angel of Yahweh. And Manoah said to the angel of Yahweh, Baruch Hu, what is thy name, that when thy things come to pass, we may do thee honor? And the angel of Yahweh said to him, why antest thou thus after my name, seeing it is a secret? So Manoah took a kid with the meat offering and offered it upon a rock to Yahweh, Baruch Hu, and the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of Yahweh ascended in the flame of the altar, and Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of Yahweh did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of Yahweh, Baruch Hu. And Manoah said to his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen Elohim. But his wife said to him, if Yahweh were pleased to kill us, he would not have received the burnt offering and meat offering at our hands. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would as at this time have told us such things as these. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and Yahweh Baruch Hu blessed him. And the spirit of Yahweh Baruch Hu began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Kedamari, Hadith, Allah, Fi, Nagus, Nagas, Ethiopia, the King of Kings.
Them no like how me telling it. Me nah fuck around at all, me celibate.
Right.
I ascend through the chakras while you hella bent. Ooh. I'm in the highest state of the mind that I've ever been. Hook up with the veteran. Everybody looking for the kingdom, they don't search for it. Kept them all, we highly synonymous, so he is the arc of it. Took me 40 years in a foreign land to understand the manuscript. Hit me like a ton of bricks, many diamonds in the rough. I guess I'm just the one he picks. I recognize the counterfeit, nobody is teaching it. Nobody is preaching it, these churches worship all. I'ma keep it raw. The righteous will ascend while we watch the wicked fall. I'm resting on the Sabbath while you shopping at the mall. Then you want y'all to answer when you put in a call.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot, Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 35. Naso, lift up. From Acts of the Apostles, chapter 21, verse 17 through 26. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habin, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Acts chapter 21, verse 17, Yod Zayin, verse 18, Yod Chet, verse 19, Yod Tet, verse 20, Kaf. Vayehi kibo'enu Yerushalayim, vayekablu otanu ha'achim b'simcha. U'mimacharat hayom niknas polos imanu el Yaakov, vayabau shamma kol hazikinim, vayishal lahem l'shalom. Vayisaper achat le'achat et asher asa ha Elohim lagoyim b'sheruto. Vayishmau vayihalilu et ha Elohim. Vayomru elayo hinka roe achinu kama reboa Yehudim ba'u leha'amin vekulam mekanim la Torah. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. Paul takes a Yehudi vow involving a Yehudi sacrifice, a Jewish sacrifice. And the day following, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things Ha Elohim had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified Ha-Adon, they glorified the Lord, and said to him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Yehudi, of Jews, there are that believe, and they are all zealous of the law. And they are informed of thee, that thou teachest all the Jews, all the Yehudi, that are among the Gentiles, to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the custom. What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this, that we say to thee, we have four men that have a vow on them. Them take and purify thyself with them, and be in charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly and keepest the law. As touching the Gentiles that be live, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. Paul seized in the temple by the Yehudim. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Yehudim, the Jews that were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple,
stirred up all the people and laid hands on him. Kalu, Kabrula Dimtu, Kabrula Chailu, Kabrula Ketamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos,
Shavuoto, Shavuoto, yes, I, Shavuoto, a good week to come, 7 days to come, the Shabua, 7 days. See here, first day service. Yom HaRishon Tov Tawav, calling, Sunday service, first day service, beginning right now. Let's unpack this. Naso et Rosh, lift up the head, lift up the Rastafari.